I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.
Oh, holy crap! After 2 weeks of being off the air, I'm back! Feels good. Feels good to be back. In case anyone was curious about what's going on, just general medical bullshit going on. You know, the good stuff. A lot of painkillers involved. But I'm back. Doing my thing. Hopefully we will be more regular again. Yeah, that was certainly a fail. So there's really... So I gotta drink the beer. Oh, and there's a hat I'm supposed to be wearing. I'll get in a second. But yeah. So welcome to another wonderful RSN Live podcast that no one is listening to, because I'm awesome like that. I certainly would hope at least one person listens to the podcast besides me. Otherwise, I'm very much forever alone. Let me turn that down a little bit. That's a little bit loud, isn't it? Sorry, I was fiddling around with some settings, because it's what I do. So there is a change I would like to note. Due to recent goings on in the Sonic Stadium chat room, I am no longer in that channel until things are resolved. I don't know how long they'll take, but until then, I've opened an RSN chat room on Surreal Chat, because I noticed a lot of you guys are kind of... You don't like moving around. You don't like moving around. So, I have a channel on Surreal Chat. There's a bot linking the two. I did leave. It's kind of a long story. Just know it's related to what happened a few weeks ago. I'll just leave it at that. So, if you all want to get your kicks, RSN. And, again, I know it's kind of a long URL to remember, a long link, if you will. But, if you don't have an IRC client, you can always head to the web chat, which is available by going to... Well, I have kind of a... I really don't have it highlighted, and I really should, but www.randomsonicnet.org/?page=IRC. Not exactly the best-sounding link ever, but it'll do. In there, you'll eventually find a section talking about using a web client, and there'll be a link associated with it. Click that, you'll get to the you'll get to the web chat. real quick, nice. It's a lot better than surreal chats, Java chat crap that barely works as it is. So, I said I was going to wear a hat, and I've completely forgotten to do that. So, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to grab a track over here. And, well aware. Oh, no, this is a new one, actually. That's a new one. It's a new track, don't worry. So, I'll go ahead and play this. And, you know what, I'll just play this one as well. Screw it. They're both back-to-back from the same remix album. Oh, something else before I get too far here. I am experimenting with some fancy audio software in line that basically it's an equalizer. I've already been told by one person nicely that I might have been butchering music with it, but hey, that's what I'm asking for opinions. So, if you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, go ahead and feel free to throw something at me, or if you don't really care, don't say anything. That's pretty much how this works. So, right, I'm gonna get this song started. I'm gonna get the hat. So, I'll be back. know, it's kind of funny. I see myself on the camera right now, and I just look like a goddamn mess, don't I? Shirt all over the place. Oh well. Whatever. So, I did manage to get Sonic 4 Episode 2 was on my extended pain fest. Okay. I'm sure Xbox proves. We'll just pretend this is cider. Anywho. So I have got Sonic 4 Episode 2. And me being a PC guy, I've gone ahead and bought it through Steam. So far, I haven't beaten the game. I kind of rage quit in Oil Desert? That's just how much I pay attention. So yeah, I'm stuck there. Other than that, I thought it was an okay game. There's some things that could be fixed, namely the lack of AA, which I have bugged Sega about, and I think they've blocked me on Twitter, because they've never responded to me before. Never. And that record still stands. They've never responded to me. So. Oh, well. We're still waiting for Generations on Linux. I'm not giving up. I mean, I'm not gonna send creepy letters to Sonic Team HQ, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. So, let's see, what else did I do? Oh, I did get a solid state drive. That's another random update. Look at that, you can still see my IV. You can see that pretty clearly on the camera, too. Nice. Where they stuck the IV in. For those who can't really distinguish, it's this area right here. Nice and bruised. I'm having fun. So I bought a solid state drive, going back to that. And the reason I've done this is because I've taken to recording myself playing these games. And speaking of recording, this should not be a recording. I don't like live stream recording anymore. It just seems so crappy. So I'm losing track here. Easily confused. Really easy to throw me off. Solid state drive. I do a lot of game recordings now, and it turns out that just recording a game and then saving that recording to the same drive can be a bit of a chore for the computer. And so I figured, hey, I'll just go the easy route and just get a second hard drive. And I've always been thinking about getting a solid-state drive anyway, so I just went and bought one. And since it's SATA 3, we got the extra speed boost there, even though my motherboard only has two SATA 3 ports, everything else is SATA 2. But here's the funny thing about solid-state drives are still pretty expensive. As it is. So, you know, I'm not going to lie. That drive was over $200. It's a 240 gig. And they offered a rebate. So, okay, we'll go ahead and do that. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but I remember when rebates used to be like money they gave back to you, like in a check form. This was $20 on a gift card. I mean, I did it anyways, but this seems really crappy. $20 on a gift card. I mean, I'm sure I could buy like a stick of RAM or something with that. Possibly. You know, hit up the local Fry's Electronics or Micro Center. I'm not going to hit up Best Buy, because that's the worst buy. Jeez, it's really getting hot in this room now. See, this is what happens. I turn off the fan, and everything just gets... no good. No good. So, what else can I ramble about there? I mean, it's solid state drive. I'm doing recordings, 720p, 60 frames, which Shadix is unable to view. Just like to point that out. Yeah, my server is with Afternet. There's actually two servers. Although one of them is slowly being phased out. So if you want to connect to Afternet and connect on my server, it is... where is it? I'll just post it up here for pity's sake. That's the link. That's the server. So, that's the server I have. Yes, it is in Japan, so don't expect miracles latency-wise. Although it's been pretty good. So, what else can I say on that? It's been a pretty good server for me. So, oh, well... I don't see the tracker anymore. What's going on here? Wait, is this thing goofing on me? Would not surprise me. Turn off the... no, that doesn't do it. Oh, there it goes. There, it's back. Sorry, I'm distracting myself. Right, I have a show going on here. Sue. I'm going to go ahead and just cluck in some more music. I had like a bunch of things to talk about and it just goes away. I don't know why. It's crazy. I'm crazy. Again, I have to find some music here. See, I don't plan these out. Probably is my downfall. So, we'll go with two remixes from Sonic 3. Yeah, I wish I would start writing notes, but that implies forethought into doing this, and I kind of just I could just wing it, as you can see. I mean, I'm not a journalist. I'm not a big gamer. You know, what else can I really talk about? I don't hit up Sonic Stadium. I don't hit up Sonic Retro. I don't hit up Sega. I don't hit up everybody's laughing boy, TSSZ. Or Z, if you British folk. So, I mean, it's just really me rambling. If I could ever get Skype to work with... my setup again, I would love to be able to have people on the show, but that requires me taking the time to actually work through all those problems and figure it out, so I just have to become not lazy and get to work on that. In the meantime, here's some music. We'll be right back. man. That reminded me so much of Portal. It's like if Sonic 3 and Portal 2 were combined, that would be the outcome. Okay. Yeah, ramblings. Surprisingly enough, I didn't think of anything. It's a shocker, I know. Well, you know, Cave Johnson and Tails, you know, it could work. You know. Especially the, you know, the portal gun and all that. I don't know. I'm just being crazy yet again. So, you would buy it, wouldn't you? Well, start hassling Sega and Valve to do a collab on it, and we'll see what we get. I doubt there would be anything. If anything, it'd probably come from the modding community. Which... Don't dismiss the Steam modding community. They're pretty damn good at what they do. You've all seen the you've all seen some of the photos from like Gary's mod of people who've imported Sonic characters into it. It could happen. I don't have 3D modeling skills. I can't work that. I don't even... I barely know how to program in PHP. Yeah. Getting itchy. I don't think it's a good idea to put anything Sonic 06 into anything else, Shadix. That's the thing. See, there's a reason why Sega disavowed that game's entire existence. Granted, it showed up in Generations, which, again, I would be okay with it if Sega would just re-release the game on that game engine. I mean, that is clearly what caused 06 to just fall flat on its face, was the fact that they never finished the game. Kind of just, yeah, it's good enough. Just throw it out. And we all know what came from that. Revelations. Let me Google it. I have OU still up. I got Book of Revelation. That doesn't sound like it. So. Wikipedia is being sluggish on me. Ah, Resident Evil. What is it? Get it pretty bad. It looks like it got pretty good, you know. It got good reviews. That said, I still maintain that professional game reviewers are crappy to begin with. Because it's pretty much been proven. All in all, you can just throw money at them to get whatever kind of review you want. So I'm sure if Sega threw enough money at, say, IGN or Kotaku, they'd tell you that Sonic 06 was, like, the best game ever. It is, like, gold, platinum, silver, titanium Game of the Year edition Mark 15. So... I don't trust reviewers, so, as you can tell, I'm not a big fan of the reviewer folks. Didn't some of them say that, like, Generations is a bad game, too? What do they know? It's like that, that guy, I can't remember, his screen name eludes me at the moment, but the guy who was complaining because there were death pits... in, was it Sonic 4? Was it Sonic 4, or was he complaining about Sonic Generations? Either way, there was somebody on the Sonic Stadium message board complaining because, oh my god, they put death pits in a Sonic game. Like it's some kind of admission that they didn't know what the hell they were doing and that it was awful game design. And just, you know. See, this is a reason why you have to actually be good to get involved in that stuff in the industry. Because if someone went on this came in there and was like, oh, these death pits gotta go. That's crappy game design, man. No, it's a hazard. It's a fucking hazard. You see it? You gotta jump in time. You don't jump, you die. It's pretty blatant. I was even a little bit disappointed that they have those warning signs in Generations, which was also apparently in Colors, but I never played it, so... Some people. This game's too hard. Make it easier for me. How about you do better playing the goddamn game? That said, Sonic 06 was the exception. It's... Honestly, if you make it through that game, that's like running the gauntlet. Sonic 06 is the Sonic fan gauntlet of games. You have to sit through awkward storylines, play through... Well, the level design is okay. The fact that the game engine is like only 45% just makes it nigh impossible to get past some points. Oh, and the lack of physics. Ironically enough, considering they put Havoc in it. I still remember that video of Wave Ocean Zone where they had Sonic just casually saunter up one of the loops and just stand at the top, upside down. God, I kind of feel like this is like... I kind of feel like this is like bullying, like... You know what I mean? It's so easy to make fun of 06... We should probably just bury the hatchet on that. Let me tell you another Sonic game that I dislike. Sonic Heroes. That was not a good game. I remember I ended up giving up on that game because of the goddamn rails system. It was bad. I had the Xbox version. I'm told that during that time period, GameCube/Dreamcast was the way to go, but at that time, Dreamcast was out of it anyways, so... Didn't like Heroes. Never played Shadow the Hedgehog. I'm told it's an okay game, but the storyline is kind of like... Angsty Shadow. Angst Shadow. Let me even find another track. We'll just go with that. You know, I never played it. I have a PlayStation 2. I guess I could just buy the game and try to play it, but it's like $60 now. A game like that that gets so blasted, you would think it'd be like uber cheap. And if I look it up, yes, PS3, because Shadow Hedgehog came out for PS3. $37.99 for the PlayStation 2 version. So that's like. To give you an example, Sonic Riders for PlayStation 2. $6.83, brand new. Was that a... You know what? I have Riders. I've never really played it. Is it really, like, a bad game or something? I guess I should play it, just to see what happens. That is funny. There's a Platinum Edition. £10. £10. That is great. Well, if it's so good, then why is it so cheap? Brand new. What did I say? $683 that was? Yeah, $683 brand new. And there's a PC version that is $13. Was this a digital download or hard copy? Hard copy. Let's see. What's the reviews say? Customer reviews. It's got 3.4 out of 5 stars. Just reading slowly. We're talking about Sonic Riders, Shaddix. Just because, Shadow the Hedgehog, which I heard was kind of a bad game. People are saying otherwise. Sonic Riders is apparently a good game, but it's cheaper. Meanwhile, let's just for shits and giggles, Sonic 06 PS. There's a Wii version? No, that ain't. Yeah, no, that's PlayStation 3. And a Wii inflatable racing cart. Okay, so Sonic the Hedgehog for PlayStation 3 is currently retailing at $20 for PlayStation 3, $18 for Xbox 360, and it's a Platinum Family hit. That is, it's Platinum? God, Microsoft must be really desperate. Which, by the way, speaking of Microsoft, did anyone hear about, supposedly there was a judge that is talking of banning the 360 from being sold in the U.S.? Oh, man, it was funny, reading all the comments on that. Oh, there were so many angry Xbox fanboys, it was great. I can't remember exactly what patent they violated, but I think it was something Motorola-wise. Which is funny, because Motorola's HQ is right in my backyard. It's kind of just proof positive that the patent system is just not as good as it should be. Wireless stuff? You mean like how my 360 that doesn't include wireless? I have to plug it into the laptop in order for it to get anything. Which, I haven't powered it on in years, but I shouldn't say years, about a year and a half now. What can I say? I'm not a console guy. I like my PC. You know? I can just hook up the 360 controller to my PC and I can run Generations just fine. There's no frame dropping. It's just a lot better. It's a lot better. It's a better gaming experience. And, hell, I can even hook my PC to the stereo and the TV over here. It's awesome. Let's go there. Yeah. Well, it is kind of amusing. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Microsoft has way too much pull, money-wise, in order for it to happen. And I could see them paying someone off to sweep that under the rug. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, what's everyone's thoughts here on Sonic 4 or on the subject here? Which, by the way, I've got more listeners than I've had in the past 3 weeks. That's awesome. Oh, wow. My video streams are way behind. Slow internets. Let me check that on that. Because I know there was, like, everyone was complaining about, myself included on the whole Sonic 4 lacking AA thing. Let's see if I can find it real quick. I like how there's a Ghostbusters forums. I should really check that. Let's see. Sonic the Hedgehog series. We're going Sonic 4. Episode 2. Frame skipping. Slow lag. Gotta admit, it's a step up. Let's see, where was it? Here we are. Sonic 4 AA. Oh, by the way, apparently someone at Sonic Retro made a patch to include AA, which is kind of funny. So, Sega done got beat. I don't think Sega really cares, though. It's kind of funny. Alrighty. I think it's time for another music break. So, I'm gonna go ahead and just grab you. That's gonna be, like, the only legit track. You know what? No, tell you what. That's from Color. It's from Unleashed, but I'm also going to include a 06 track. You know what? No. Sonic Heroes. I need the Knuckles rap. I want to say it's Believe in Myself. I'm not exactly sure. We will certainly find out, though. Sorry, I just need to hear some disturbing music to go with everything. Alright, so I will return shortly. Exactly what I was going for, but meh. Shows how much I know my music collections. Ah. But, of course, it's random. Random's like not live, so it's gotta be random. It's gotta be Sonic-y. I don't know how to work network in, but meh. That's my response. So, as I said at the start of this whole shindig, I've been playing with the EQ sound settings, so I would like some feedback on that, which EQ affects the sound. So, I already had one person politely tell me I butchered things, so the only way you're gonna learn is to plugging away at it. So, yeah, it does really look like it's doing bad on the live stream, doesn't it? And live stream's telling me everything's perfectly fine. I have no idea what's up with that. Oh well. Can't win them all. That's why we have radio streaming, folks, and podcasts. So, of course, we have reached that time where it's time for me to start wrapping things down. You've proven you're more insane than I am by listening to this train wreck of a show. So, I think I'll go ahead and, wrap this up with one more track from the, my camera even working right? Yep, it is. Okay. Well, that's always a doozy. Anyways, let me go ahead and just find my closing track here. You probably all know what this is. I'm so out of the loop. So, It's not adding. Oh, no, there it is. Okay. So, until next week, this is Voice signing off, RSN Live. Bye.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.